the patio has the curl.
Yes, it does. It can. Mm-hmm.
Would you have a different name for it if the porch has a roof?
If the porch has a roof?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it could be, sometimes patios are built and extended out with the top on them from the house. And sometimes they build in the yard separately and they have a top on them.
Okay.
Have you seen them like that? That's where mine is.
Mm-hmm. What if the porch, or can a porch have more than one floor?
It can, yes, okay. it can have an elevation, what you call a split level.
Mm-hmm.
I think it can.
Okay, if the door's open and you don't want it that way, you would tell somebody to...
Close the door.
Or another way of saying close.
Slam the door. What do you want to slam? Shut the door.
Yeah, okay. And what do you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
It's called siding.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call the part that covers the top of the house?
The roof.
Yeah. And what do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry water off? Would you call them gutters? Or?
Yeah, gutters. The gutters. Okay. That's what they are, gutters. Okay, shame on you. I couldn't think.
That's right. If you have a house and an L-shaped part coming off of the house, now each one of them has a roof, what would you call the part where the two roofs meet?
I have them called L's or something like that. And I don't have nine. My top is flat, and that when I came out, I didn't have that. What are you talking about? I've seen them like that.
Mm-hmm.
I call them little. I don't know what you call.
Okay.
What do you call?
Would you ever call that the valley where the?
Whatever did. I never let them classify.
Okay. What would you call a little building that's used for storing wood?
Call that little what a little outdoor storage room or something like that. An outdoor storage room. Throwing tools and what have you, and everything. I thought I'd just call it my little outdoor house.
Okay.
My little storage room or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any names for outdoor toilets?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember any joking?
Outdoor toilets. Well, I used to call them dry toilets. All I know when I was young, there were people who had them called them dry toilets.
Dry?
I don't know how they're classified now. Do you have any now? Do we have any outdoor toilets now? I don't see any. Can you have more here?
Do you remember any joking terms or words for it besides that?
Yeah, I used to get people say bad things, but you don't hear that now.
Can you tell me some though?
No.
Okay. Let's see. So this is a whole, you might say that you live in a brick.
No, this is, my house has siding on it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that asbestos siding, mm-hmm. It has a double, it's not that great thin type, but that's what it is.
Okay. Now, we want to find out some things about Birmingham and the major sections of Birmingham itself. I'm sure you've seen it change a lot. Can you tell me what the major sections of the city used to be, and if they still are the same? And different names that you might have for the different areas?
No, I don't. Out there where we live was called the Smithfield area. And then we had the downtown area, mm-hmm. and shopping centers and things like that. There were a couple of centers just they called it downtown, that's mm-hmm. all. And all the stores were down there on various streets and places. And I've seen the post office moved, and I've seen the...